well, nowadays I guess you'd call it a four on the floor, but...
Is that for any particular kind of car?
That's more for a hot rod, I would think.
Okay. Would you like to define hot rod?
Well, it's a car that's been jacked up, hyped up.
Yes?
Jazzed up, painted up.
Uh-huh.
So it's used for racing.
What do you call those things, the asphalt things that are about this tall and they go like all the way across the road to make you slow down? Usually in apartment complexes.
Speed bumps.
Okay.
Topaz in Mexico.
What?
Topaz.
Oh, okay.
I have all the way across the roads on major highways in the towns.
Why not?
And outside of the towns to slow people down, slow the buses down. It's real rough.
Does it slow down?
Oh, very, very much.
Very effectively, huh? What do you call just a regular red thing that carries hoses and so on that the firemen use to buy fire with?
A fire engine.
Okay. What do you call the kind that its particular function is to pump water to the others?
The pumper.
Okay. And what about one that its outstanding feature is this extremely large ladder?
A hook and ladder.
Okay. And what about the kind that has, well, telephone company has the same kind of truck, has a big boom, has a, I think it's usually a joint in it. It has an elbow, I guess you'd say, and a big bucket on one end, a stand in the bucket.
It's a cherry picker.
Okay. If somebody had a heart attack, what kind of vehicle would the fire department send? Or would the fire department send you?
Yes.
Okay.
The fire department would.
What would they send?
Send an ambulance.
Okay. Would it be a regular ambulance, or would it be a sort of smaller truck, or what?
It would be an EMO, emergency medical... Oh, I don't know. Anyway, it's much more complete than an old-fashioned ambulance. It's more like a small, enclosed truck.
Would you explain how this thing, what this thing is, sir?
It has a lot of life support machinery in it. It's got, can take care of heart attacks, it can take care of burn victims, it can take care of all kinds of things, and the firemen who operate them are trained to give very complete emergency medical treatment.
Uh-huh. Do you have just regular ambulances here anymore?
Not very many. Uh-huh. I think the city's pretty well gotten rid of them. There are a couple of companies left, I guess.
Uh-huh. Do these EMO things have a removable back section? I mean, like there's a big box on the back that will come off of the truck?
No.
And
they're all...
In Dallas, they're like that, but they're... The whole back section can be taken off.
No. These are all... These are self-contained.
Okay.
They cost... God, they cost a lot.
So it wouldn't be some sort of little small thing? Yeah, this is a big elaborate...
No, this is very elaborate.
Okay. If the fire chief came over to the fire alone, what would he drive over it?
The fire chief's car.
Okay. That's a really complex question there. What do the police drive?
Police cars.
Okay. And if there's a gang fight or something and they have to take 8 or 10 people to jail at one time, they put them in the what?
The paddy wagon.
Okay.
Or the Black Mariah, which is what it used to be called.
Okay. What do you call the kind of aircraft? Not a fixed wing, but it has a little...
Helicopter.
Okay. What do you call the main police place downtown?
Police station.
Okay. What do you call the places where the fire department gets the various trucks and so on?
Firehouses.
Okay. And do you know any other names for firemen?